Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is very apparent throughout the Scriptures that Christ alone is the foundation of the faith once delivered to the saints. Paul testified of this when he said, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Peter gave testimony of the same when the lame man was healed at the temple gate. He said, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Nonetheless, there are many who believe and teach that the apostles and prophets are an integral part of this foundation. They often point to the Lord's calling Simon Peter a stone, to say that Peter was the one upon whom he would build his church. Yet the church is not built upon Peter, but rather upon this rock, in contrast to Peter as a stone. That rock is Christ. While the apostles and prophets both were used mightily by the Lord in the establishment of his kingdom in the earth, they were as much resting upon this foundation as any other inhabitant of Zion. This is why Paul says that the household of faith is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. That is to say, the same foundation which the apostles and prophets rest upon is that one to whom they point as the chief cornerstone. "Behold the sure foundation stone which God in Zion lays to build our heavenly hopes upon and his eternal praise." The kingdom of God manifested in his church in the present day does not simply consist of a foundation, but rather is a building which is constructed by him who is the wise master builder. This building rests squarely upon its foundation and is tied to it with cords of love which cannot be broken. Paul says it is a building which is fitly framed together. He has designed each part of this building and he has used no unnecessary parts in its construction. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, that is, the whole. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This fitly framed building is strengthened by that which every joint supplieth, and no one member is more important than any other. This is a galling prospect to those who love the spotlight. Each part of the building is designed to be dependent one upon another, as each part rests in the Lord. And the whole edifice groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. For the body is not one member, but many. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. This fitly framed building is built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Peter describes the church of the Lord when he says, "Ye also as lively stones are built up in spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." The only acceptable spiritual sacrifices that can be offered up unto God are those which are in and of Christ. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name." The benefit that each of the parts of the body bestows or receives from or to the other parts is in the ministry of one to another, through the exaltation of Christ. For each part of the body is a living stone, made alive by Christ. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. This is the basis of all of the benefits of the brethren, one to another. The fellowship of the Lord's people is not in their shared interest in the things of this world. Rather, their ministry one to another is in their testimony of the life which is in Christ. In this they strengthen one another. In this they bear one another's burdens. In this they esteem one another better than themselves. On a practical note, I believe that the singing of praise in psalms and hymns unto the Lord in the gathering of the saints is a blessed practice, which encourages each one, even as praying together causes them to bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. How sweet, how heavenly is the sight, when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight, and so fulfill his word. Do you delight in the assembly of the saints, which is the habitation of God?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.